la. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old school?
Yes, as promised, it's time for the interview. I have Andrew Pesley here from Swansea High School, and I also have Daniel Borg, who's a local business owner. And they're going to talk to us a little bit about work experience. And I have had a chance to talk to Daniel, not so much with Andrew, but what we're looking to do is just promote the initiative that Daniel's got going. It's not new to the area. He's building on something that he started a few years ago during COVID, and he wants to make it a little bit bigger. And so we're going to find out a little bit more about it. But before we do too much about the work experience, I'm going to introduce to you Andrew Pesley, who is the principal from Swansea High School. Andrew, welcome to the show. And can you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Dennis. Thank you for having me on the radio station. A little bit about myself as principal at Swansea High School. I'm in my sixth year at the school now. It's an amazing school and an amazing community. It's got the best of both worlds right at the Swansea Channel there and in Caves Beach. You said a little bit about myself. My teaching background started in Western Sydney as a PDHPE teacher, and then moved on into head teacher and deputy principal at Rudy Hill High School, and then made my way up to Newcastle and was deputy at Toronto High School, and then moved across just at the start of COVID, the outbreak of COVID in 2020, into the principal role at Swansea.
Well, I can't let it go because I've been to the principal's office a few times, but now you're in my office. So.
It feels a little more daunting on this side of the chair.
Oh, look, don't worry about it. It is fun. Let's have some fun with this. And obviously you've got some great news to talk about the initiative. So, Daniel, over to you. Daniel Borg, local business owner. Tell us a little bit about you and why.
Well, hi, Dennis. Thank you for having us. And love Cat Stevens. That's one of my dad's favourite songs. The days of the old schoolyard, which is, you know, great to sort of tap into the work experience program that we're promoting. My name's Daniel Borg. I've got a business called Cyborg, part mind, part machine. It's 20 years old. I've grown up in the Caves Beach community. Grew up there, went to Swansea High, and I built a business networking group called Caves Beach Connect. It's about 5 years old now. I think we've had about 8 events, and I was asked to be on the PNC about 6 months ago, and I just figured I sort of connected the dots and thought, how can I help Swansea High? Being a Swansea High student, I thought I could leverage the business network that I've built through Caves Connect and connect businesses to Swansea High through work experience. We've had a launch event, and yeah, it's been taken up reasonably well.
Well, I had the opportunity to go to a career day that was hosted by Fort Street High, which was my old stomping grounds when I was a kid. And it actually left me a little bit daunted, just about all the different things were available, because there were government things there, there were, you know, corporate initiatives there and all sorts of things. So work experience back then was around. It's not a new concept. And I guess I'm looking for, you know, what makes this different, better, or, you know, you're trying to rebuild something that might have lost its way.
One thing I was really honoured and enamoured for about Swansea High is they still have work experience going, and apparently that's a dying breed in the Hunter Valley. There's not many schools that do it anymore. And last year, Andrew and the vice principal came to my office and asked if I could do work experience. And I thought that was amazing, because they showed that assertiveness to, you know, knock on business doors to help their students. So I figured I could help the next year, and here we are. But it seems to be a dying breed. Not many businesses or not many schools are doing work experience anymore, which I was shocked by. I'm sure Andrew's got more to say about that, yeah.
So, Andrew?
Yeah, it's not done in its traditional sense like it would have when we were at school. I went through high school in the 90s, and everyone in year 10 did a week of work experience, and they had to go out and source it themselves or with a bit of assistance from the school. And I think I'm not sure where that's fallen by the wayside. Year 10 students generally finish their yearly exams halfway through term four, and the majority move on through into year 11. But it's sort of that last 4 or 5 weeks of the school year is a little bit of an abyss. Students know that there's not much that goes towards year 11, so they start to clock off a bit. And our deputy principal, Lauren Anderson, who was an ex-student at Swansea High School as well, we've got about, I think, more than 10 teachers who are ex-students at Swansea High School. That's the sort of community school it is. She recognised a need to get workplace and work experience back on the agenda. So last year we had close to 140 students in year 10, and Lauren and the careers advisor set about getting every single student into work experience for 1 week at the end of November, early December. And we did. We had 100% of students go out on a whole week of work experience, and the feedback we got from local businesses, and they predominantly were in and around Swansea, Caves Beach, but beyond that as well, throughout Newcastle. And the feedback we had from students, from families, from local businesses just blew us away. So it's something that we absolutely will have on the agenda each and every year for our year 10 students. And I think I've had a few conversations with Daniel about it. One of the difficulties for our young people, our year 10 students are generally 15, 16 years old. And we as adults have this expectation that they know what they want to do in life. And what do you want to do? Where you're going to go to uni? You're going to go on what line of work are you going to go into? Let's be fair. A lot of our students don't know. They absolutely have no idea. So if we can provide an opportunity for them to go out and get a taste for what work would be like in an area that they may be interested in, I think that's the least we can do. And Daniel gave us the catchphrase, earlier this year when I spoke to him about it, let our young people discover what they don't want to do. They might think they want to do something in a line of work. They go out and spend a week doing it and go, no way, that's not for me. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think a negative outcome can be just as positive as one that they think, oh, this is the thing that I'll love it so much I won't feel like I'm working, sort of thing. That is very important. If you take a big step back, though, it just makes sense, because we've got an education system, and yes, it probably has its faults, but by and large, it tries its best to do what it does with the resources that we have in the country. Then you look at the corporations, and they all have their processes, they all have their HR, and whether it's a small business or a large business, they have a process to look at what they want to do and how they want to be successful. But there's just that little divide there that says, all right then, well, we've got all this work activity going on out there. We've got all of these bright people coming through with some form of enthusiasm about something that they want to do that they may not have yet discovered. How do they know what's out there? And I think this is probably a way to help them discover some of the things that are out there, just by way of the businesses that you get connected into the program.
Yeah, it's definitely a bridge. That's the way I see it. It's a business networking group connected to a school. It's not really rocket science, but I find that there's not that many connections that way in society, and I think there should be more of it. I think the world is moving really fast, technology-wise, with AI and things like that. So I think students need to get a grasp on what is possible in the world, and I think work experience is a great way to do that. They get a sense of reality, something that's a bit different to what they think, I think. And, I think work experience is a great bridge for that.
The Spring Forward Caves Connect program that you mentioned when we were having a conversation, I asked you just when we were having a chat over the phone about its success. Did you end up getting any statistics on that, just high-level statistics about
We had about 70 businesses come to the event. It was sponsored by Caves Coastal, which is a local resort in Caves Beach. And I think from it, we've had about 12 businesses sign up, and we've had about, I think, 10 students sign up. Now, there's a landing page where students or businesses can sign up to request their interest in work experience. And through that, they get to download a hints and tips document, which helps them position themselves and get ready for work experience. But that's just one angle to us helping Swansea Hire get work experience candidates and work experience businesses on board. But Swansea Hire are already doing that themselves, like through their own outreach, and we just wanted to be able to help that.
Okay, well, look, we're just going to have a short break and we'll be right back. We're going to listen to a little bit of English Country Garden by Joe Brown. And we're back with Andrew Pesley, the principal of Swansea High School, and Daniel Borg, local business owner. And we're talking about work experience. So, Daniel, Swansea High, you're picking on that school. What's the idea? I can see that, if you spread your wings too far, you might fall. So, what's the logic behind focusing?
I went to Swansea High, so I was vice captain in year 12 and I had a really good experience there. I actually came from Western Suburbs of Sydney in year 9, so there's a connection there with Andrew. And the Caves Beach community were amazing for me. Like, I fit in so well and just loved living there. Obviously, it's a beautiful place being in Caves Beach, but I just really had a good community experience at Swansea High. And now I've got 4 kids that are going through Swansea High. 2 of them are there now, and I'm on the PNC, and it's just a way, how can I give back? How can I help out a school that gave me so much when I was a kid? Like, I did work experience back in the day. I got a lot of friends from Swansea High still, and it's just a way to give back. And obviously, I've got this Caves Beach Connect business community that I've built for about 4 or 5 years now, and it was just a natural connection to be able to help Swansea High, being a local there. Obviously, it could go wider, but I think it's always good to start small and test the idea, and we're able to do that right now.
No, I think it is absolutely fantastic what you're doing, what you're both doing. Are there any, let's face it, we might have some businesses out there listening at the moment. Are there any businesses that this wouldn't work well with?
Not really. There's a few activities that the Department of Education say that students can't participate in. Anything related to risk, I guess diving with sharks and, crocodile hunting probably off the agenda, but there's not too many.
You've probably just lost half of the students there now. Why can't we do that?
Why can't we? But no, there's not too many businesses that students wouldn't be able to participate in work experience for. So I was actually going to hit you up, Dennis, to see if you'd have one of our year 10 students come here for the week. I'm sure, just looking at the studio, I think it's amazing and it'd be a great opportunity for a student.
But absolutely, but I've already mentioned it to the committee, so it's under deliberation at the moment to see what we can do, because I think as a career, I mean, this is community, there's no paid thing, we're all volunteers, but for someone that wants to venture out into, well, it doesn't just have to be radio, it could be media of any sort, this would be certainly a little bit of an eye-opener.
Yeah, we've got obviously students interested in sound and, sound engineering and the technical aspect of everything that you're doing. I'm sure we'd have students interested. But, yeah, just touching back on the success last year, we had students ended up picking up jobs from it. So it's a local business, people out there. It doesn't just have to be trades. We have students going to childcare centres, actually into primary schools. I think we had one or two going to do in other volunteer work, aged care. So the opportunities are endless, and I think we had just under 10 students pick up meaningful work where they were able to go on and get, further training, whether it be through an apprenticeship, but certainly work the following year. So, yeah, it's a good opportunity for local businesses out there.
So what happens after the students participate in work experience? And same sort of question for the business. Is there an assumed pathway? So they hit it lucky and they find something that they really like. Is there an assumed pathway there from the education of the workforce for the student? You know, is it signpost, breadcrumbed for them to say, okay, now that we've worked something out and you really do like this, this is how you can get there? I guess I'm just looking to see how that pathway forms, because I can imagine that there's probably a lot of moving parts in there.
Depends on the type of work. So in some instances, it may be that a student goes on and gets an electrical or plumbing an apprenticeship from it. So they indicate to the school that, yeah, the person they did work experience with has offered them work for next year, and we commence the paperwork process to get them out of school and transition into the workforce. For some of our students, it meant part-time work. So they continue on at school into year 11, but then have possibly a day or two work a week or some afternoon work and meaningful part-time work that they'd move on into. So again, it's a conversation, and we work in partnership with parents really well. So it's about having those clear lines of communication with the business owners and parents and students around what that pathway looks like for every student.
There's also a benefit or pathways for the actual businesses where, like, someone like myself puts on work experience people to see how what it's like to have another person working in their business. A lot of the small businesses around Lake Macquarie are like micro businesses where they're one or two people, so it's a really good opportunity to put on a third person just to see how it feels to grow their team. So that's the way I look at it as well. It's a benefit to businesses just to give you indicators to grow your business, you know, to feel what it's like. And, you know, we're all, you know, because of the internet and AI and things like that, we're all able to work a lot smaller now, so as smaller teams. So to be able to help young students see what that's like as well, because it's definitely a new pathway for careers nowadays.
I think it takes away a little bit of the mystery as well, because I know when I was that age, I was, I had my first job, I think, working for Grace Brothers as a sales assistant and doing year 11 at the time. I was working Thursday night, Saturday morning sort of thing. There was a veil there, and the first few shifts that I had lifted that veil for me, and I thought, okay, well, this is not so bad. This is definitely not what I want to do in life. But I started to understand, I guess, a work paradigm. An employment paradigm outside of education. I think this sort of thing will help the kids. The other thing that I think is that, businesses want to remember that a lot of these children, they want to be in this, right? Mm. They're not being forced into it, are they? So I think that's something that a lot of the business can take away, that the people that they get will have an enthusiasm and interest because this is something that they've selected to do.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You mentioned that work paradigm. It gets them thinking about work and lifts the veil around what does the workplace look like. For some of our students, they absolutely don't know that. Yeah, a lot of them have part-time work at whether it be Woolies, Coles, packing shelves or McDonald's, fast food. But it's different out there in a lot of different professions.
Yeah. Okay, we've got all of the juicy bits, all the work that's going on. How do businesses get involved if they're interested? What have they got to do?
We've built a landing page on cavesbeach.info, which is the Caves Connect website. And if you go to that, there's a work experience link at the top of the page. Basically, that takes you to a form that you can fill out if you are a business that would like to take on work experience. And that gets sent directly, cavesbeach.info. It gets sent directly to the high school, where they manage the placement and the insurances and all that sort of thing. It's basically it's live now on mobile, so you can basically go to www.cavesbeach.info and you'll see there is a link called Work Experience Connections. And basically you'll actually download a tip sheet to help you, even if you're taking on a work experience person, or if you are a young student from Swansea High at the moment that would like to get involved in a particular industry, you can nominate that industry, and that'll also tell Swansea High what you're interested in, and that just helps connect the dots.
We've made it fairly easy as well with the forms that students and the workplace have to fill in, so it's limited paperwork. It's not that time consuming, but it's all there in front of them and easy to see and fill out for both the student and the business owner.
Andrew Pesley, Daniel Borg, thank you very, very much for coming along to Lake Macquarie FM 97.3 and sharing the information you have around the initiative, which is all about, getting the young people connected to potential career pathways. And I think that's a very, very admirable thing to do. I know there's probably going to be a lot of young people, not just now, but in the past and in the future, that are going to be very thankful for the opportunity that your initiative brings to them. So thanks for giving us some of your time. Andrew, appreciate the fact you're here on holidays, right?
Yeah. Never on holidays. School teachers, they work throughout.
Ah, yeah, that's what they tell us, right? But anyway, look, thank you very much. Know you're doing a lot of good for the community, so thanks very much for taking time and coming into the station.
Dennis, I'll just thanks very much for having us. But yeah, I'd like to obviously shout out to Daniel Borg through his local Caves Connect business venture, what he's done in setting this up for us this year. Yeah, we got work experience rolling last year, but Dan's taken it to another level. So, you know, I really appreciate the work that he's done in getting it out there in the community and with his local business networks.
That's cool, but it really is just about community, and I guess I'm just trying to help scale something that's already working really well, and yeah, I really appreciate being able to collaborate with the school. It's fantastic.
Well, gents, thank you very much for coming.